And his note to us that moving the property, moving the house back 10 foot to meet the setback will increase the cost significantly. So it is just money. I mean, you can build a foundation, you can go over to Emerald Point and see that, you know, it's not impossible to build a foundation on a steep lot, it's just expensive. Or more expensive.
Safety too, you know, safety kind of throws into that too.
Well, I think the challenge that I have is the fact that we've already approved number 12. And so that's going to be your first coming house anyways. So you got a straight road. I mean, I understand it from both sides. So I think I'm a little torn on this one, but what I'm really hinged on is the fact that number 12 did get approved for that.
I agree. And this is a tough lot to build on.
And that's where the hardship is coming into play here, is that for the safety of that back area, beyond that decline of topography. So, I mean, what we look at here is the fact that if two houses are going to get built here, one's going to get built 10 foot closer than the other, regardless, with two houses being built there regardless. So, I get it that we have some apprehension to some of this, but at the same time, we've approved it on the one next to it.
One doesn't have anything to do with the other. We should not look at that. We've never done that in the past. One, it stands on its own. Like I say, that, I don't think that was a good decision at that point.
Pull again to that house that's existing right there. Where the boat is, if you would please, is a property line. Or as close as you can figure where the property line is at.
No, to the boat? So from
To the front of the house.
Front of the house. Okay.
So the setback is, what is that?
32?
Yeah, see, that's very close to what it should be.
Yeah.
Go from the edge of the street to the house. What is that?
Sixty. All over 60.
So more than likely, if it was granted, it would fit at about 50 feet from the road.
Yeah, it'd be very similar to what the drawing shows.
But if you zoom out, all the rest of those houses are pretty much on a line. They're going to be about that same 30-foot setback.
Yeah, I think those are actually, yes. Yeah, I think those are kind of the closer ones. They actually kind of go further back.
Go back, yeah, I see that.
Is there in this same?
That's pretty similar to what they're thinking as far as. Yeah.
These are about 32, we think.
These right here? Yes.
That one.
I mean, the one next to it's not. If you look at the ground. Sorry. I don't know what I'm supposed to be
talking about. Oh, you mean this one?
Yeah.
The second one down?
Yeah.
Well, it's like I said, they may have been built before.
And that's
four
fine.
Planes on, you know,
and I mean, what is it?
And we're not.
26.
26. Mm-hmm. And the one below it?
I think that's an approach, so. About 30, 28, 29.
25 is a little
shy on that. Is there any thoughts on a compromise to that?
The 30.
Yeah. Rick, how would you feel about that?
Well, the thing is, I think that would be a benefit to your driveway. You're going to need, if you're going to make a double driveway long, big enough to both pull out of the garage and back into it and then pull out on the street forward, I think you're going to need more than 25 feet.
Yeah.
That house, if it's at 25, it's not in a row with anything other than what's past it. If you the next one would be 30.
Yeah.
Then you've got a 32, and then your grandfather.
Yeah. Well, as far as safety is concerned, that's the hardest about this variance is the fact that, I mean, if you look at that house in the corner there, their driveway, again, I get it, the GIS isn't 100% accurate, but if you compare the one, lot number 14, they're on the edge of the property line, right? Let's say if it was accurate. But the number 15, their house is a little bit closer, the way they did it. They're having to put the driveway off the property line.
Actually, I don't know if they're any closer. I think the
property line,
the right-of-way gets much wider.
Okay.
Goes from 80 foot to almost 100.
Okay. So the concern sometimes is when you create that variance in an area that you can't provide enough space to completely turn around, and somebody says, man, it ain't worth turning around, I'm just going to try to back out every time, it's a danger. And so that could be avoided by not having a variance. So, I mean, that is a little safety concern there, is making sure that that's why maybe if there's a chance for a compromise or something that may allow some adjustment, but it still provide enough space for a driveway, would that help?
Well, I think the thought was when the other lot was okayed on the 25-foot, I think that we were kind of told that we were going to try to exit out through the scenic view.
Yeah.
Isn't that the way I remember
yes,
that?
Yes, that's exactly right.
So that kind of throws a kink in that whole thought.
Yeah, we should put a caveat. We'll grant it only if.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys did do a caveat. You did. Me getting approval from MoDOT for an entrance, and I asked numerous times trying to get it to go through the, scenic view, and they told me
they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
I knew they wouldn't do that.
And Liberty tried to move the pole, or they did move the pole, but that wasn't because of us. It was something they had in their workbook for, 3 or 4 months before. We just, once they were moving it, we noticed they were moving it, they were like, yeah, get it out of our way, and that was it. I think that's causing an issue in my house anyways. If I may just ask a question, when you say you're looking at lot 13, but you look at the other lots around it, but you won't look at the one next to it, isn't that kind of conflicting?
The thing is, it doesn't matter what the one next to it is. We can say, no, we're going to go by the law.
No, I understand that, but you guys are measuring for the other lots, and you're using the other lots for that as well. I'm just asking, is that...
Well, we did measure 13 as well. We first got a reference point off of 14 to kind of see where the house sits, if that was an accurate property line, because, again, we can't rely on GIS to be accurate.
Right.
Once we'd established what that was, then we went to 13. It doesn't really matter what 12 is, because our visual reference is in regards to 13.
I mean, can I speak about this for just a second? Most likely, the property line's on the other side of that sewer, right? It's the last time you saw a sewer run private property. It's probably not. That property line's probably even further back than you think.
Most likely, yeah. Which would make sense, too, because your power line shows to be more on the private property side than they tend to run on the property line.
Property line's probably more like right here. Yeah. But the only way to know that is by a licensed surveyor.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that. It may be right on that power line. Those guys, they're really pretty much on. The power lines are pretty close.
Can you zoom in, Cody?
I don't think I can get much closer. We are on that power line. If you look, that pole's right there. I mean, it's right in there.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
But I'm as close as I can get. Now I can drop and grab another view.
You can see the power line.
Yeah.
See, if you look, that kind of hard to get it from there where that line's up. But I'm not so sure that's not back behind
you. Really close to that.
There was no march. Was there any marked? Do you have your corners marked, Matthew?
Well, like I said, that one was kind of questionable on this corner.
Well, how about
the other corners marked, obviously from the other property when we surveyed it. But it's on this side of the pole against the guardrail, kind of where the scenic view's at. Kind of hard to see. I may have pictures on my phone, but...
State right of way marker and
it is
off the corner of that building.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd assume it would be right
from the center line.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know about you guys, but I'd be more comfortable with a compromise of 30 foot, not necessarily the 20 or the 35, but I don't know if I'd want to go to 25 again. I think it's probably more in line with the others, but probably put the caveat as well that we have to allow a turnaround in the driveway, and how they do that is up to them, but the vehicle has to be able to change direction before getting back onto the highway.
For both lots.
Great.
I just think that that's going to save the builders a horrible hassle down the road, and it's for the safety of everybody in the community.
So when you say a turnaround, do you mean an actual turnaround or a hammer where they can back in a hammer?
Either way, as long as the vehicle doesn't have to back onto the highway.
A sufficient amount of space for a vehicle to turn around to give a forward exit.
And one lot will have a different setback than the other if that's approved.
So then, well, the house will be different, but the driveway is what we're concerned with at this point.
Yeah. I guess my point is one will have more space in the front of the building than the other if they're going to have different setbacks.
But the right-of-ways do get wider as it moves.
Yeah, you can see that.
Kick it down the road.
Down the hill. Yeah. So that helps alleviate that problem somewhat.
Matthew, would you entertain that? As long as we can, we got to make sure that people can turn around on both sides, I think. And can we do that at this point, make a mandatory on the other lot?
Yeah.
Why not?
You can make it based on the fact that part of that driveway is on that lot.
Yeah. Okay.
So that'll give us the ability to do
30
that.
30 foot's better than nothing, I guess, but I mean.
Well, it's 5 feet, and we've already determined that there isn't enough room on the lot to build a house without that variance at all.
Based off of GIS measurements, yes.
Right.
Which you said are pretty accurate to what's on there, right? The nasty
No, it's not. I mean, I pulled from the property line to the front of that other house, and when I say look, it looked like it lined up close to that other house when I pulled 25 foot. So it's not 32, it's more like 25, 26 already. And then the other house is even worse, you know, because they're already sitting far in front of that. And again, it may have been permitted before, whatever, blah, 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 non-conforming, yeah.
You pulled that measurement off of the center line of the road?
No, I pulled it off of the property line.
Property line.
Correct.
How do you know for sure where that
is? Yeah, if you don't know where the pin is, how were you able to do that?
They have a line of sight pin that they put in when they surveyed that lot 13. They don't have a, where so it's 14.
You're measuring what lot 14's on based on the corner of 12 and 13?
No, like they have a pin in the ground in line with the property line. It's not at the true corner because there's.
So they stake the front of that property line, so you know the line.
Yes,
you just don't have the corner.
Two spots, yes.
Okay. So just to call you back up again, Matthew, can you walk up there?
Yeah.
Look at the manhole.
I'd say it's somewhere around like this area. Give or take a little bit.
Is that where you pointed?
Yeah. Around there, it's, you know, hard clouds. It's off a little bit, but I.
But it's close to that corner where that little pad is that they've got.
Correct, yes.
And when you measure from that corner, you measure back 25 feet to the house?
Yeah, around there, 25, 26 is where the other house, the beginning of the other house is at.
You pull the tape right there on that property line or what shim of the line, pull back from the
you mean pull right there at that?
Yeah.
Right.
That's 25 foot.
Yeah, 25.
And you're not to the house.
You're not to the house by how much?
That's what I was measuring there. So about, I don't know, I can't see because my arrow, 8 feet, 9 feet?
So it's 32 or 33.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty big variance there.
If you can figure out how to word this driveway problem and the 30 feet will work, that might be a doable.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
If I'm able to essentially get a survey of something,